All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch the TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we have a special guest with us, Fernando J. Huerto.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Hey, and, good to be back.
We went over this last time. But
what?
I always say Jay, and he always says Fernando.
Well, I've gotten used to saying Fernando J. Huerto.
Yeah. Well, I say, yeah, I do kind of like say them all, because it's just like, also that's like that's how I see it, Fernando right. J. Huerto.
Because I decided to go by my nickname, in the middle of our college
correct
career
to go by Jay. And Jared was there before that.
Yeah, he was there.
So he's like, no, you're Fernando.
No, I'll get there. One day.
Will you please call me Jay? I just won the Oscar. Will you please call me Jay? Fernando.
It gets confusing on sets and stuff.
He has some memory of you back in college. Like,
that's it.
Way to go, hey, dog shit. Like you said, dog shit or something. So that's what we call him.
Yeah. We call him dog shit.
I'm an Oscar winner.
You're still dog shit.
Dog shit.
At least call me Jay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Cool. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. And out there, thanks for listening and liking and subscribing and downloading and all that stuff. And go head over to iTunes or Google Play or Podomatic or Stitcher or wherever you listen to the show.
Spotify.
And yes, we are on Spotify. Woot, woot. And go ahead and leave us a rating, review, thumbs up, whatever their system is to say that we're doing a good job. Please feel free to do that. And follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and things of the like. And big shout out to our patrons over at patreon.com/Life's a Binge. Tony and David, thank you to you guys especially. And our honorary bingers as well. You guys are all awesome possums. And share the show. That's like the number one thing that you guys can do is listen
for sure.
And share. And,
if you're a fan, let somebody know. And if you're a big fan and you want to get involved and help make us grow and be bigger and better, like David and Tony.
Help
and,
Life's a Binge
yeah,
be
help
great
us,
again.
Help us.
That was terrible. That was bad.
Yeah. So anyway, do that. We appreciate it very much.
Patreon.com/Life's a Binge. And give us a ring if you have something to say about a show that you were watching or a movie you just saw or whatnot.
We like that too.
Give us a call on our voicemail line at 619-438-0532 and be a part of the Life's a Binge phone army. But with that, let's get the show started. So go ahead and take a big deep breath with us.
Digby.
Right now.
Life's a binge.
Right?
So I kind of give myself like a doctor's like
what's that?
By listening to the quality of my inhale, like okay, that's good. You're good.
I'm
you're good
right now.
Yeah, we're good.
You're like not all like
wheeze. So felt
what's
good.
Up?
What's up?
What's
up? What's up, my dudes?
What did I just read that was a takeoff on something?
The what's ups?
Yes, and it was like, damn it. No, see, it's so funny because like literally that was just triggered just now
was
to
it?
A memory that I can't access very well. But I was like, damn it. There was something about the what's up that's kind of cool. Anyway, I love our what's ups.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's up? So, what's up, dude? Anything new?
What's up? Well, we're getting a little stretch of gigs at the Blarney Stone. So
nice.
We played last week. We're going to play again this week, or we just played this week for the second week in a row.
Nice.
So we won't play Memorial Day weekend, but then we'll play the two weekends after that. So that's really fun. And so it's becoming a really fun thing out in Blarney Stone Saturday.
Nice.
Saturday or Friday night, usually. One of the
and
two.
And you guys are like working on new stuff, and you said you just
new
played.
New songs. What I mean, not song like original
played?
Songs.
Right, but what was the one you said you played, and you're like, we got to do this again? Oh, you told me last week. Maybe it was even
on
the air. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, it was... Pink Floyd. We don't need no. That was so fun. I can't even say. Even though we didn't have like the guitar, like. Oh,
yeah. You don't know that part? Did you do it with your mouth like that?
I sometimes I do it when we do Smells Like Teen Spirit. I'll do the guitar solo with my tank. People like seem to get a kick out of it.
That's awesome.
But just because I can't shred that part.
Yeah. Well, you should learn it.
But I got my chords. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. Anything else?
So that and... yeah, I went to the doctor.
Good stuff. Checkup. You know, regular checkup. You gotta chop your leg off.
I'm trying to get. Yeah, I'm trying to like bide my time. The doctor said you're too young. He's like you're too young.
Your hips.
Yeah, to have your hips and arthritis.
My sister-in-law is younger than you are, and she had a hip replacement
already.
Yeah.
Because of an injury or because of
She had some like it's some disease that like eats away your.
Maybe that's what I have. Yeah. I don't know.
She got an X-ray and like the left hip was like normal looking, and then the other one was like this black hole of nothing.
That's kind of like my right hip is the black hole.
She basically had constant pain forever.
That's pretty much.
She'd probably get an X-ray done on that thing, man.
I did it today.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like.
Well, you'll find out.
I've already had it on there. It's mine's osteoarthritis, gotcha. and there might be something else in there, but. But trying to bide my time.
Right.
He's like trying to like extend it as long
he's
as you can.
He's dealt with this pain for 20 years. Just give it another.
No, it's really it's only been a few years, which has been nice. Which is kind of, but it's still it's a little bit more like upsetting because it's like I used to dance. You know, I didn't do all the sweet stunts that Jay does, but but I used to dance like crazy all the time and good.
Right.
And now I'm like, I can't put my socks on. Yeah. I can't put my socks on.
That's a bummer.
It's balls.
I wish I had
I hate the idea. I was like, I used to be so good. God damn it, I'm still good.
No.
So I'm going to get my titanium hip in. I'm going to get down,
You finally put your shoes on, and then you stand up, crick, crick, crack, and then you drop your keys. Son of a bitch!
Well, that's it. I guess I'm staying home. Dealing with it, and everything. And we're going to keep rocking anyway.
So. Absolutely. So. I've done nothing since we've last recorded, so I have no news to report.
You've worked a couple times.
What's up with me?
I bet you there was something cool that happened.
You know what? The only thing that's cool that happened is I got YouTube Red, which is what we're going to talk about.
So you did get it.
I got the free trial.
Right, good.
And because of that, I finally got to watch shows that I've wanted to watch, which is the Buddy System with Rhett and Link, who I am big fans of.
Are they the ones Good Mythical Morning?
Yes, and I've been big fans of them for quite some time.
So is this a new show of theirs?
It's their scripted show. And because I got YouTube Red to watch Cobra Kai, which we're talking about.
Right.
I was like, speaking of, I can now watch this.
So they've had like an exclusive YouTube Red thing for a little while.
Quite a while. A couple years. Okay. Yeah.
Because when you click on YouTube Red, it just says originals, and all the as far as I can tell, all it has is Cobra Kai.
No, there's a bunch of shit listed there. When I was looking at it, I was like, well, what's all this that I've never heard
I never went that, because I guess I've only been watching Cobra Kai.
This is what I came for, click.
But what I find is, like, stuff plays, like, automatically. Like, I'm not that used to the YouTube format of, like, watching TV.
What are you on your PlayStation?
Yeah, PlayStation 4.
They have a really good interface on PlayStation. YouTube does.
All the things do, like the...
Yeah, it's my favorite system
for streaming
for
and
everything.
Such.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's handy.
Yeah.
And I've been playing Call of Duty World War II.
Nice.
And so... So I can play that, and then I get bored a little.
Go to TV. You know.
Then I come right back, and there it is. Bing, bing, bang, right where I was at, and so.
Nice. Oh, dude, the other thing that's up with me, not really, but I've discovered on AT&T UVerse, the cable system that we have in our house, there's a music video channel. It's channel 521. I posted it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. You're loving it.
It plays music videos. It's called MTV Classic, and all it does is play 80s and 90s. actual music videos all the time. It's like MTV.
Art. Yeah.
It's actual MTV.
You're watching, well, I'm watching MTV that I grew up watching. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I just sit there and turn it on and it's music. So you're like cleaning or whatever. But then you're watching terrible 90s music videos.
That's where awesome.
Everyone's at the beach or just like pretend rocking out in like a soundstage somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Yep. And it makes me so happy.
Right on. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's a fun thing. It's like a Spotify channel or a different.
Oh yeah, it's exactly right.
Yeah,
it's and streaming like 90s, music service, it's like 90s
that,
genre,
especially one that's not you're not picking exactly. You're just picking like a theme,
right? Like a Pandora,
and then you're like nice pick.
Yeah,
like nice one.
That's super fun. Since we've last talked to you, Jay, what's up with you, man?
Oh, working on a lot of stuff. Working on a new project for Universal Orlando.
Fun.
Under NDA, but the company I work for, we do all the fights for it.
Nice.
I worked on a short that's sponsored by Blumhouse.
Ooh.
And it's...
Is it actual horror more? Or is it more...
It's connected to the movie Upgrade.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the name of the movie is Upgrade?
Upgrade, yeah. It's pretty cool. There was a trailer that came out like a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It looked badass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Get Out won an Oscar, so...
Yeah, you were involved in that.
Yeah.
So you get an Oscar?
No.
He has one.
But I had an influence on it.
Because I was about to say, you know, we were just saying, Oscar award winning.
So. Yeah, I mean, like, I looked at the
dog
edit.
Shit. That's what I was doing. Yeah, right. Came back right. Way too late.
Too late. Right.
Damn it. It's perfect comedic timing, right. Jared. Dumbass.
So I looked at the edit of the violent sequences that were in the movie, and my edit for the previs when we shot it at our company's warehouse, and it was very close. It matched pretty close. The camera work,
nice,
that I did matched, and then like the pacing of that even matched. So I was like, oh my god, they actually
that's
took so that into account.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's so bitchin'.
Yeah, and then the Commuter came out, and my boss was getting interviews left and right from Men's Magazine and Men's Health Magazine and Vice. So that was cool to be a part of.
Commuter is an action film.
Yeah, Liam Neeson,
dude.
Did that already happen?
Like, yeah, it's like taken on a train.
Yeah,
or
he basically
like
he gets
on
a train and then like he has to solve the crime or whatever before it hits the end. Some shit. Yeah,
is that on DVD yet?
I just came out
because I want to see it.
Being a badass.
I imagine it's fun. Taken's fun.
Yeah, you it's know? Fun.
It's Liam Neeson being a badass.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a typical Liam Neeson action film. So. Yeah,
love me some Liam Neesons.
That's right. Sweet man.
And that's about it so far. It's been
busy.
Yeah.
So you've enjoyed the move up to LA then?
I do. Yeah, constantly... I did. It's just constant, like a lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work, but I don't like living there. So
right.
Every time I have like a stretch of 3 days off,
bye.
I'm here in San Diego.
Nice.
So it's almost been like a every other week or monthly thing.
What is it you don't like?
There's no one to hang out with, and it sucks to hang out anywhere because it's traffic all the time.
Yeah,
and
kind of spread out.
Half your time's in your car.
Half the time's in your car, yeah. And then there's all sorts of different characters, you know, that are not Los Angelinos or, like, you know, Southern Californians. So it's just a mix of different, like, people who have interesting quirks.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know. And all my work friends, they're always working or hustling, going to auditions or
doing
on
the
set.
LA thing,
yeah,
right.
So there's like no one to hang out with. Like, what am I gonna do?
Sorry, dude, I'm on set today.
Yeah, basically, like a buddy of mine, he was on set with Kevin Hart. He was doubling Kevin Hart. I'm like, well,
fun.
Hey, dang,
that's freaking
crazy.
Sweet.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love stories like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hollywood entertainment.
Happy.
Yeah.
Makes me
show happy. Business. Show business stuff.
Yeah.
Fun.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that's awesome, dude. Good to hear it. And we'll do this.
That's what's up.
And moving right along.
This just in.
We should have prepped that this just in.
What's that?
Just, I mean, like, do you have something in?
Oh,
but
do you have any news?
Well,
I don't think I do either.
Well, I did see Rich.
Something happened. Keep going.
Rich, our friend Rich, who was on last week.
Yes.
Rich Soublé was talking about Jordan Peele project.
Yeah, called Us.
Called Us. Okay.
Yes.
Because since then, I've seen a trailer for a new Spike Lee movie with Jordan Peele as involved in it.
Interesting.
And it's called something
Black Klansman.
Black Klansman. Yeah. Black Klansman. Black Klansman.
You should have looked that up before we started talking.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said. We should have worked on it. You know who's bailed us out 2 weeks in a row? Our guests.
Right.
So we appreciate that.
Okay. This is what I saw. I did see this and I did want to mention it because it just happened a couple days ago. Margot Kidder died. She was the Lois Lane from the original Superman movies, amongst many other things. And 2 days ago, author Tom Wolfe, he died at 88. So I don't know who that is, but he died as well. So I did want to mention that because we like to stay on top of those things.
Hunt for Red October, I think.
Who?
Tom Wolfe.
Maybe. No, because maybe I don't know. I thought the guy that wrote Clear and Present Danger, isn't that
Tom Wolfe? I don't know. I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
We're good at podcasting entertainment news, folks. But yeah, I don't really
know. Margot Kidder, you know, I always thought I used to get her and Karen Allen mixed up because.
Oh, yeah, they're similar. They're similar looking.
Yeah, and they both kind of have that dirty, that dusty voice.
The raspy voice.
Yeah. And so I remember, like, always finding them both very attractive. Like, just their.
Well, and they're charming as all get out.
Charming, like, funny, and then that would add the little voice and the cuteness in, and like, I could see why Indy likes you, and see why Superman thinks you're great.
Superman's girlfriend. Yeah. Cool. I don't think we have anything else as far as news.
Well, coming up, we got Deadpool 2 coming out pretty soon.
Yes, this
today.
Weekend.
Today?
Oh, yeah.
Today, or like tonight.
I'm actually watching it at 10:30 p.m.
Oh, we're going to record till 10:30 p.m.
Awesome.
And then go straight to,
Well, I got to go, guys. So. No, I can't wait to watch that.
And that's cool.
I think next week we'll have that reviewed by Matt
Warburton.
And hopefully I'll be able to see it, and maybe we can talk about it.
I'd like to see it, too.
It looks really good.
There's a handful of stuff. There's so I should have gone. I'm going to go to a movie tomorrow, for sure.
Have you seen the, I don't know if it's just viral or if it's actually out there, but at Walmart, there's like Deadpool movie cover sleeves over like the actual Blu-rays of the movies.
I actually want to go get those.
No, what do you mean now?
So like, you know the movie Speed, Keanu Reeves,
right.
Like cheesy bus movie or whatever. Uh-huh. There's a cover, like, you know, the cardboard sleeves that go over the Blu-rays.
Right.
There's that cover, but it's Deadpool. And it still says Speed, but Deadpool's like the face on like the movie box.
Interesting.
And there's like Edward Scissorhands, where he's like standing there and pretending to be Edward Scissorhands.
Office Space, where he's the Milton. He replaced Milton. You know, it's cool.
I want to go buy all of
them. Yeah, just to have the covers.
I just imagine that's steel bait, you know, for people like, I'm taking this.
I'm sure they're wrapped up, but like.
They'd have to put a little scanner on the cover as well.
Yeah. Right.
So, but.
But they look, they're so cool.
Maybe
have you actually seen them? Do you know if they're real or not?
Oh, in person? I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I don't know. Because like I said, they've been marketing this movie like crazy.
Yeah.
Just like Deadpool showing up everywhere. Like 7-Eleven's doing a big Deadpool thing.
Yeah, they had it near the 7-Eleven near my house in Burbank.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. But I missed it because I was down here.
And so it's. I was just fascinated by it. I was like, man, look at all these Deadpool covers. I want the Edward Scissorhands. Like, how cool is that? Just
that's
to have a fucking
impressive.
It really is, and it's like, holy crap! And I wonder if they had planned that pre Disney buyout, or if it's Disney marketing at its finest.
And, well, you know, what we say when there's like a big marketing campaign like that before the opening weekend.
What's that?
Was that the movie might suck?
Oh no!
You know,
I might be, maybe, but I don't know.
It's Lorax, man. It's Lorax all over again.
Lorax.
That was just one that was like, and so many different cross mediums of advertising.
Oh, did you see it? And like,
saw it. But I just remember. And then we've talked about it before, how like a movie will get super duper hyped, so we have to have a big weekend because we know as soon as people see this garbage,
right?
Like it's never gonna recoup.
We have to have a big opening weekend, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like Infinity War didn't have to really worry about that. You know,
I don't know. That movie kind of was garbage.
Yeah, hey, I had a big promo. You know,
right? It got the marketing out there. It was pretty solid. But yeah, I think that's it. Deadpool and all that good stuff. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. After these messages.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
Bonsai! Daniel LaRusso here for LaRusso Auto. We are chopping prices on all of our inventory. Chop! Johnny? I knew it was you.
This is Johnny Lawrence. He and I go way back.
Oh, this is the guy whose ass she kicked.
If you want to get technical, I kicked his face.
Hey, where you going, Cummins?
Oh, I didn't know you guys were trying to buy beer. I'm...
Hey! Watch your car, man.
Get the hell out of here, loser.
Was that like Taekwondo or something?
It's karate.
Do you think you could teach me?
I'm driving home from work yesterday, and in this strip mall, I see... And after 30 years, I thought that guy might have changed, but he's still the same prick. I heard you beat up a bunch of teenagers.
I didn't beat up any teenagers. I kicked the crap out of a bunch of assholes who deserved it.
Thinks he could bring Cobra Kai back to the Valley?
Yeah.
Not on my watch.
You want those kids at school to keep dumping things on your head? You want all the girls to think you're a wangless dork?
You're gonna be my karate teacher?
No. I'm gonna be your sensei. I'm gonna teach you the style of karate that was taught to me. A method of fighting your pansy ass generation desperately needs.
Okay, let's see what you got.
She's a girl.
And?
I'm sorry.
Are you okay? What
the? Girl's a natural cobra.
Johnny, you and I, this, we aren't done.
And we're back.
We just listened to that sweet Cobra Kai
trailer. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Damn it. Now I have to go and put that in. I'm just kidding. It's already there. Editing. Yeah, dude. Cobra Kai is the subject of the show.
Cobra Kai. Okay. Okay. Cobra Kai.
initial reaction. What did you guys think of the show?
Okay. First of all.
Yeah.
You were the first one who like brought it up.
Okay,
you were like, you know what?
It was in the news segment, and I was
You're like, guess what? There's this thing.
Right, I saw a trailer
for, and I think I was probably originally pessimistic.
I was extremely pessimistic at the beginning.
Yeah, like I was pessimistic at the whole idea of it. Like, what? Wait, huh? Oh God, come on!
I was like, why are you doing this? Yeah,
and then
you watched it.
No, I read Jay's review first, like Jay posted about it.
Yep.
I saw like more trailers,
right?
And then part of it was like, it was intriguing. It was super intriguing. you're like oh my god.
Yeah.
I want to see.
And then more and more people came out saying like, this show is legit. Like,
yeah.
So we're like, okay, I guess we have to watch
I was planning on watching it anyway, but then like Jay, you know, you saw it before any of us and raved. And so,
well, have you had YouTube Red prior to
no,
this?
No, I didn't.
Gotcha.
The only reason I got it, the free trial, was because of that show.
That's what I'm saying. I think I mentioned it either last episode or the one before that. I'm like, I'm wondering what the spike in subscription is.
It probably
it's gotta be good.
And it's like, but I don't see the like I caught the carrot. You know what I mean? Like,
right?
It's like, oh, I signed up for my 30 days and I watched all the stuff I wanted to see. So unless you come out with something else,
they're gonna have to. Yeah, they're gonna have to come up with something better.
Like, why would you keep it? Like, I just don't.
Like, do you plan on keeping it?
No.
Or did you already like? Oh, you have it. You're still within your month.
Yeah, I'm still within my month.
Me too. So like I said, I've got to watch some of the other things that I've wanted to watch that's on there. But again, that's.
Like what? I mean, like I should take advantage. I mean, I've got like 3 more weeks or
so. Right, that's what I'm saying. I was like, I'm just going to watch the content that I've wanted to watch for a couple years, but then as soon as I'm done with that, then bye. Like I don't need it anymore.
And like for me, I don't really have like a backlog of YouTube shows that I've been itching to watch.
Well, and I watch a lot of YouTube, but like I don't mind watching a 30-second ad before. Like who gives a crap?
Yeah,
like,
me too. Like, and like I don't know any other YouTube shows there are YouTube red shows that are out there. Other than Cobra Kai. I mean, you mentioned Red and Link. I didn't know they had a YouTube Red show.
And like I said, when I logged in, I was like, I was like, where do I find it?
Yeah.
And then you go to originals, and then there's a list of stuff there, but it's like all these YouTubers that have their own little thing. Like, there's a Colin Furze little show on there, and there's, like, if you know anything about YouTubers,
very little.
They have, but there's a bunch of people that have stuff, but it's, again, there's like 6 episodes of whatever, and like, that's the only place you can watch it, and it's like, well, I'll just watch the free ones that they put out once a week or whatever. It's like, who get, like, I don't need to see.
Yeah, they
gotta
come up with a little bit more of a carrot.
And like, the Logan Paul movie is on there called The Thinning.
Oh yeah.
Now, like, hasn't he been like
he was ostracized for something.
Okay, you know what happened? I went to Japan. Oh no. Okay.
Do you know like the story?
Yes.
Because I was like, he went through something. Like,
all right, here we go.
I'm gonna tell
he put it. He put a dead body on YouTube or something.
Yes. Tangent train. Okay, so I worked on a Logan Paul show. It was for Go 90, I think. It was like a different
before this show.
It was a different platform, but I did an episode called Logan Paul Versus, and then our episode was Versus Hollywood Stuntmen.
Nice.
So I was involved in that. We did a bar fight with him. Hit me in the head with a bottle. Cool. Nice. I got paid for the day.
Right.
Awesome.
You know, in the end.
With my team. Okay, so I went to Japan. Last December to this January for Wrestle Kingdom 12.
That's awesome.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
hold on now. Yeah. Now, wait a minute.
You've piqued his interest. Yeah.
Now, so this is a Japanese league.
Japanese Pro Wrestling, yeah.
Okay.
They're very popular now.
In Japan?
All over now.
All over, okay.
Now, yeah, because they have a lot of American and Canadian wrestlers that are very popular here in the independent circuit, and they wrestle there. So a bunch of us foreigners now go watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, and then there was a lot of us Americans and Canadians at the show at the Tokyo Dome in January 4th. Before that, me and my buddies, we went to Akihabara, which is a district in Tokyo, a city in Tokyo, where it's known for like selling a lot of video games, anime, electronics.
Yep. Gotcha.
So we were in an arcade. You know, we played some arcade games. We got in our arcade game, one of the arcades. We saw like a black, like fancy, I guess, SUV pull up. And then a guy with a camera was like filming. And we were like, oh, who is that? Door opens. Out comes Logan Paul in his Logan Paul glory doing his thing.
You've already seen him before. Like, this is after you've done the
film. Yeah, it was after. This was like a year after. So okay. I did that.
You know
like
who
a
that
year
is.
Ago. Yeah, I was like, hey guys, oh dude, that's Logan Paul. I worked on one of his shows. Yeah, he does, you know, YouTube. He's used to be a Vine guy.
Yeah, he was a Vine guy first.
Yeah, and then so I came up to him like, hey, Logan Paul, I was in your episode of Logan Paul versus Hollywood Sunman. I'm like, he's like, oh dang. He's like, what are you doing? You're like, oh, I'm on vacation.
That
oh
is
my god,
bizarre. That's in crazy. Japan.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, so crazy to run into you. Yeah, good to see you. Whatever. And you know, we just kind of like, I took a picture with him, and then like went off. You know, we went off our own merry way. And then a day later, me and my buddies, we went to Tokyo Disney Sea. You know, just. Fun time, and then my friend goes, Jay, you might want to see this. I'm like, what? Shows it to me. Logan Paul is under scrutiny for a new video that he just posted today, and where he went to the suicide force and filmed a dead body hanging from a tree.
Right.
I'm like, oh my god! Now I'm gonna have to delete that picture because of that. I'm like,
So
he had done that. That he filmed that dead body either the day we ran into him or the day before, because you know they had to edit it and everything.
Right.
So he actually released that video, I think, either on the day we were in Disneyland or like hours after we ran into him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, and that was the only thing, right? That was the only thing that, like,
everyone was facing super insensitive.
It wasn't like,
he's like,
you shouldn't be doing
it. It wasn't like a molestation
suicide
or anything.
No.
And it's just like, put it on YouTube, and it's like, that's
super
violates, and violates terms and conditions.
And then YouTube
stuff.
Cut him after that?
And then there was like subsequent other violations, like he was tasering a dead rat or something like that. I don't know, but it was crazy. I'm like, oh my god.
So
I
is he like just I'm like not initiated.
Yeah.
But, so is he kind of like a jackass?
You gotta jump you in.
Yeah. Well, he's a social media star. A lot of the young folk.
Yeah,
like
but is he
him.
Kind of like the he's risky, and you know.
I guess so. He's very
kicking the balls. It's more like cleaner. Guy. It's more. It's definitely like prankish.
Well, because they were definitely like they were cleaner. Promoing him on something that I was watching, where almost every commercial was this Logan Paul commercial.
Yeah.
You know, on the internet, particularly sometimes you see the exact same commercial over and over.
Right.
And so I was like, and I thought it was like that series Logan Paul versus. I thought it was. I could be wrong. Versus the bear. It was and versus like
versus the wrestlers.
It was like
it was like
several different things.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
And so maybe that was the same series that you were
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but that was like outside of YouTube
because he started on Vine.
Yeah.
Just doing little 6-second vines.
Huh. He got famous off of that.
Back in the day. Man, I loved Vine so much. It was so fun.
It was my jam.
It was my favorite thing, and then it died. And they're talking about maybe bringing it back, so you never know. But anyway, let's hop off that tangent train and get
so
back.
That was my little Logan Paul
story.
That's
cool.
Yeah, that's, I like that's crazy. You're like, I love that shit. You ran into him, of all people.
Yeah.
You've already worked with him in Japan. And then, it's nuts. It's like when I went to New York, like one of the biggest cities in America, and like I'm there and there's so many people, and I'm like, of course I run into somebody I know. So it's how do you know everybody? I'm like, sorry, I just like ran into one random person in New York. It's
who was that?
It was my friend Nikki. She was living there, and I was just visiting, and like, boom. Like walking down Times Square, boom. Hey, what the hell?
I'm crazy. Just visiting.
Yeah.
There's 10 million people in this town. I know.
Yeah, here you are. Anyway.
Small world.
Anyway, as far as like the originals on YouTube, like there's only like a few things that are on there. There's like the one movie that I know is on there, The Thinning. It's that Logan Paul movie, which is one that is on our Tangent Train. And there's like a couple shows or comedy show, like comedy special things. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's like, what's
else? What else?
Why would I pay you guys $10 a month to not watch a 30-second ad on the beginning of a video that I'm going to watch?
Anyways,
you know, this Cobra Kai may be like a real like cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, but then I'll cancel it and then I'll buy it.
It could be one and done.
Like you, I'll pay $10 to watch the new series, and it's like you watch it for $10. Or like now that I know that it's actually good quality. I'll just buy the DVD when it comes out. If they put it on DVD, which I'm sure they will.
They're going to have to because it's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah,
I think so.
Because everyone's watching it for free because nobody has a stupid service. So then everyone's watching the show and there's no ads or anything. So you sign up for your trial.
You know,
everyone's watching this thing they pumped a lot of time and energy and money into. And I don't know how much money, but everyone's watching it for free.
Yeah, as far as a business plan for YouTube and Google, I don't know if it's a winner or not, but as far as like creating a piece of entertainment, that definitely gets people talking and excited. It's a fucking bullseye. It's a home run, in my opinion.
So now let's do this. Oh no! I'm probably gonna talk about it.
Yeah,
going through the series and whatnot.
Yeah, we'll try not to spoil it too much. Let me just say, even if we told you everything that happened,
it's still worth it to watch it.
Like, it is. It's so good.
Well, and my big thing was I actually binged it in one sitting. I would sit down and watch the whole shebang.
Me too.
And that it's been a while since I've done that with something, and it. It was like a pleasant surprise. Like, and nostalgia is all the rage right now. Like, they're throwing everything at
Roseanne,
like us.
Full House.
No, like everything at folks my generation, age wise, plus or minus, you know, 5-10 years or whatever. They are just pumping nostalgia at us like bonkers. If you liked something in the late 80s throughout the 90s, guess what? You're probably going to be happy with pop culture right now because. Mm-hmm. They're just throwing it at us.
Referencing the shit out of it.
Right. And so I thought this show handled it flawlessly. I was like, there's enough nostalgia here, but it's different enough. And they're similar themes, but not really. They're trying to modernize it for a modern audience.
But there's tons of like homages.
But there's, like I said, there's enough nostalgia there, but it's not over the top. I didn't think it was over the top at all.
It serves the story.
Every piece of
nostalgic moment serves a story. It tells the story. It pushes it forward.
Right. Well, and I'm curious if they how much like they had to pay for the rights to use the original footage.
Okay. So now,
like all that stuff.
Yeah. That makes me curious. So now, if you noticed, I'm sure you did notice that Will Smith is one of the producers.
Yeah, because he owns the Karate Kid rights.
So he must. That's what I was guessing. So that my guess was
he bought
him so his son could do the
Karate Kid
with Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Jackie Chan was phenomenal in it.
It was okay,
but the movie was meh. Yeah, I thought
it was okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
But Jackie Chan was. Jackie Chan's awesome. Yeah, he was. He was great in it.
Right.
But yeah, I was like, oh, Will Smith. You know, they did the one with his son, so he must have had the rights to it, mm-hmm. and so he gets a producer credit by selling some of his rights in to use the thing and adds a certain amount of, you know,
notoriety
to it. Yeah. So that was cool. I dig that. And
it was just cool. Like they
and both of the main actors are executive producers too, which is great. Makes them own it.
Right.
You know, even more.
Well, and just watching the trailers, I thought this was going to be
Billy Z.
I thought it was going to be a William Zabka like thing, and there was going to be like hints of Ralph Macchio, maybe at the beginning, or he would pop in throughout, or like. Right. But he's second lead, basically.
Yeah, everybody has equal time.
Macchio is for sure.
Right.
Yeah, it's so good.
And it really is, though. Like,
I mean, some of it, like, you can look at it in a way. I guess, okay, there are things that you, because of your love for the characters
right.
and the storyline, and it just plays, for so many of us, plays such a huge part of our childhood. Mm-hmm. You know, this Karate Kid, and it's a Rocky-type theme, you right. know, of the underdog rising up, that... that any like little flaws in the production of it, I'm completely willing to like look the other way on.
Right.
And it's not like there's a ton or anything, but sometimes I think without that, if you were able to remove that nostalgia mask that makes everything look really good,
right.
There'd probably be a little bit more flaws in it.
Sure.
But like, man, I don't even think about it.
Yeah. You don't think about the low budget.
Like, yeah, it's kind of low budget. Yeah. It is. It's kind of like art film almost. Like, mm-hmm. like just
it's so good though.
Like yeah like really the good. Scenes. All the scenes are like the classroom scenes. There's not like a ton of people in them. There's always just like a minimum. Like a minimum. You know, yeah. we think about these things. I mean, you know, you know how many things you've been involved in filming and such. Right. But you're like, look, oh, they only needed this many people to do this scene. And you think about the big crowd scenes. Oh, there's really only about 30 people maybe, you know, in the camera.
In the camera shot.
Close shot on the crowd.
It's the same people that are like in the, you know.
You just move them around a little bit.
Exactly. Take your sweater off. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah. So I get a kick out of that. And then it's effective too is fantastic. So.
Well, and the fact that it's character driven is money. Like that's where it's at, because looking back at your memories of Karate Kid, mm-hmm. you're like, Johnny's a dick and
right. total dick.
And like that's all you see. You're like, you're a total dick, well, but then give you backstory and stuff. And yeah. like, it's
well, that
so
depends
key.
On where, you know, who you side with.
Right.
Cause like you could argue that
Ralph Macchio,
that he's the dick.
Well, you know, that you can't
in the original.
I don't think you can in the original. I think that they did a really good job in promotion of this series, because somebody, I'm sure it was them, had brought it up before about a relook at Karate the
Kid.
Yeah,
it was on YouTube.
Yeah, where Ralph Macchio is actually the villain.
Yeah.
And you're like, and that's like really an excellent, excellent job of preparing us for this story.
Exactly.
Where you're sympathetic with the villain now, right. you know, and so.
And at one point, Johnny recounts the story in, you know, in his perspective,
right,
and
right.
it really echoes that video. It echoes that video almost exactly.
Well, and what's funny is like his he's telling like the villains like I wasn't that bad, but he's totally a dick in them. Like he's nicing it up because he's the one telling the story.
But at the same time,
to my girlfriend, and he comes over. He's hitting on my girlfriend, so I went over there nicely and sat down to talk to her. And he's like manhandling her in like the flashback video. It's like you didn't go over there and sit down and talk to her nice, you ass.
Or like the part, you know, after Miyagi made the deal with Sensei Kreese about like not having the guys
just don't pick on him.
Yeah, don't pick up Daniel until the tournament,
right.
And then like Daniel starts egging them on, and they're just like standing there, like, you know,
he's an asshole.
Yeah,
he's
asshole.
So it depends where you're coming from. If you're Barney Stinson, then you know you're like.
Oh, right. I was rooting for the Karate Kid.
it's a trip, and they do they, that's so good. That's so good that they do that, and like suddenly you're like, wait a minute. Maybe Johnny's not so bad.
Well, and that's what they did so well with the series in general, is like they show you that like it's not just black and white,
which is 80s
movies were famous for like these are the bad guys, you hate them, and this is the good guy, you like this, and that's it. Exactly. There's no middle ground. Yeah. It's this guy's a dick and this guy's the hero.
And at that particular time in the 80s, Ralph Macchio was money at playing that good, lovable, like lead guy, and William Zabka was money at playing that prick.
He was the best.
He was the best. Yeah. Like I remember getting like excited if he was in a movie because you're like, ooh, this guy, like he's in he's the bad guy in Back to School. Yeah. You're like, he was great.
Like the quintessential like blonde,
yeah, handsome, good looking guy,
dick,
'80s bully,
right. And so what they did in this show is like they show you like his backstory, they show you where he's at, where he like why he was the way he was, and that's if I were to like talk about a flaw in the story at all. It was the fact that as an adult, when he finally reopens Cobra Kai and stuff and all the quote unquote losers go there, like he's like bullying them. And I was like, no, if you realize you were this kid, like I thought he was a little too harsh.
Yeah.
A little well, too. Yeah.
Like with that much. Backstory. Yeah. Right. When you have a backstory that he was
the dirty kid. Yeah.
Because Miguel says to him, you know, he's like, you don't understand these guys. You don't know what it's like to be. Us.
Right.
You know, and he's like, I do.
And he lightens up a little bit.
But it's a little hard to reconcile, like, if he has this. It reminds me of Monica being a fat girl.
Oh, right.
You know, it's like, it's not believable. Right. You know, you don't have, like, the personality of someone with these issues of it, you know. And so Johnny doesn't necessarily have these, I don't know. He's a bully, and there's, like, examples of bullying in his home life.
Right.
And so
yeah, stepdad's a dick. Yeah. And then he goes and he's like learns karate and his sensei's a dick and like he just turns into this bully all throughout his high school life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that he's just the guy that's there and he watches his rival go on to be
successful
like businessman. And it's like, man, oh man.
So you wonder like those original dudes in Cobra Kai in the original movie.
Right.
Because they're all just like, these guys are just dicks.
Yeah.
That in this movie, all the Cobra Kai people are lovable nerds and losers. And
up to a certain point.
I think this is what they're going to address is like this, the mentality is flawed.
Right.
Like of Cobra Kai, the mentality is flawed. Right. And I think that they're going to address that. Johnny seems to clearly know that. Right. On some level.
Well, and that's
especially near the end when he's like, right. No, we're gonna win this right.
Well, yeah, you don't have to do that, you know.
That's why I thought it wasn't gonna end how it ended. I thought it was gonna end differently. But we can get to that later on.
Yeah.
Like you said, like the mentality of Cobra Kai is flawed, and that's because he's trying to run it how like,
it was originally run, yeah.
Like
yeah.
this is what changed my life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, God, it's so great. Because this is like it's a freaking like analogy of like being of beating your children, you know, of like, see, this made me tough, or the army, or anything,
right?
You know, that's like, yeah, it's flawed. You learn how to be a killing machine, but you get discipline in your life and you learn how to, you know, stand up for yourself,
right?
But you know, but it's flawed,
right?
You're a killing machine.
There's a point where it goes too far, and his Reese took it too far, like back in the day or whatever. And so, I thought. Like and the way that they mirrored so many different things, like the first episode when he's sitting there like eating his pizza or whatever, and then Miguel starts getting bullied by the stupid kids, and he like Miyagi's them basically
because
Johnny was picking on Daniel, and Mr. Miyagi comes out, whoops his ass.
Right,
it's like the same thing, only he's now the guy that's like, why are you picking on this kid?
Yeah, and they
like,
both live in the same place too, and
so it's like he has this like connection to this kid, and he's like, why are you picking on? He's not doing anything, and it's like. You were that kid. Like, you were the one they picked up. Anyway, it's like the way they mirror those things and give you a slight different take on them, it blew my mind how impressed I was with everything in the show.
It's the little details.
Right.
You know? And the personalities and the way they just shape – everything, like the backstory. I mean, there's that whole middle part of their lives that, you know, you don't even know, but mm-hmm. you get a sense of it in this series. Because then what you see, what the Olive Valley Karate Tournament, like when they're in seniors in high school, and now right. they're
under yeah. they're both 17 or whatever.
Right. Yeah, like, now yeah. they're like middle age, wherever they are right now. But where's that middle part? And I think this helps bridge that gap mm-hmm. without having to see any of that.
Right. They show you exactly, like, you can piece it all together, like mm-hmm. what had happened.
Yeah.
In the interim, yeah. so to speak.
And it's so funny because you have. They have a certain amount of their audience who are just so invested in what happens in with these characters.
Oh yeah.
That it's fantastic. And there are moments in there like where it made me so weepy and like so like whoa and so excited. and just like that really nothing else could have done. Johnny and Ralph Macchio's character.
Daniel Russo. I know.
Daniel Russo. The same way. Yeah, just, right? Russo, yeah.
Just go back into your brain and yeah. picture Mr. Miyagi exactly. saying Daniel-san.
Daniel-san. Yeah. But so those two, like, finally, like, sitting down and talking and realizing
yeah,
that
dude, the bar, that scene
like,
was
good.
It's good.
I think for everybody who grew up with that, that was pure joy. Yeah, like, that entire scene.
Finally.
Yeah, that was pure joy. It was almost like this big part of your own like inner conflict
right.
is being settled on screen. There, it's like it's true. It's yeah. true. Like, cause it's like something that you've grown up with. And
oh,
so,
you grew up without a dad. Yeah, like, me too.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
And
like,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had a stepdad that was like really mean to you. Like,
yeah,
that's weird. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Kick another drink, please. Yes, yeah. please. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like, what about this? Oh, no way. That's crazy too. I that mirrors me.
Yeah,
that's
they were so like, close. They were so close to becoming
yeah,
friends.
Right.
And then you could see it coming too. You're like, oh no, it's gonna fucking oh, and then it all went to shit.
Yeah.
And then that's when I got upset. I was like, oh, you don't lose it. Like, you don't just drop out like that instantly. I was like,
well,
but it is his son, though.
Right. Yeah, they did a bunch of things. And a lot of that, it's like you think, like, this. I don't fault it because I just like say for my and maybe because I'm so forgiving because I'm so invested into the characters and in the story. But I forgive that, like, oh, what a coincidence. But they write it out in the script pretty well.
Of course.
To how, you know, his son actually ends up working with LaRussa.
Right.
And
so LaRussa.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just bummed me out that, like, after you've watched them, like, come together and be like, we are could actually be buddies.
Right.
Like, what? And then, like, he walks in and, what's his name? Robbie. His son, Robbie's there, and he's like, what the hell? Why you
never
had?
Yeah, and like, LaRusso's no. like, what the yeah. hell?
Everything
he's
that
like,
happened.
Yeah, he thought that, like,
he's
this
like,
is
you
all
wrecked
bullshit.
My car. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you're training my son. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, he has no idea. He doesn't know any of the behind the scenes. And so you're like, he's not. But Johnny thinks he's doing it to be a dick to Johnny again.
Right.
And it's like, no, he doesn't know. Like, he just doesn't know.
Yeah, it's just really unfortunate circumstances or just coincidences. Like, no one knew.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, so the kid, like, purposely gets a job at LaRusso
right.
first
he's
to doing, drive
he's,
him nuts.
He's doing it to be vindictive.
Right.
right.
But then he learns.
But then he learns the way of the bonsai.
Yeah, the Miyagi-Do style.
Miyagi-Do, yes.
Yeah, and that's, I like his character arc. I really do, because he's a very likable character.
Yeah.
Because, oh God, he was such a dick in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see him learning karate and actually, you know,
growing
taking it to
as
heart.
A person.
Yeah,
yeah,
growing as a person.
Growing as a person.
Yeah.
Right.
And he Daniel had a great line. He's like, you know, I mean, you hear this all the time, you know, you can't let your past dictate your future. And you could tell just by the way, you know, the actors acting out, like he Robbie takes it to heart.
Right.
It really affects him.
Yeah, it's good.
And like all the characters have good arcs. Like,
yeah,
you care,
Miguel.
You're invested in all of them. And like Miguel going from like this meek.
Yeah, I liked him.
Like
that was really good. Well
and he
done.
Doesn't,
it was.
He kind of turns, he kind of goes one step too far, but at the same time, you can't really, you're not faulting him because
he's
doing
what he's learned.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, this is how I learned what I learned.
He got a little jealous. Like for me, like a little too much, like from nothing to red light real quick. like, he didn't seem to have, like, an anger issue, but then, like, he goes to visit at the house, and, like, there's a dude there. It's like, why would you automatically think, she's cheating on me with a she has another boy? Like, I, if it was
me... If you're a teenager, this is your first love, you know?
Yeah, but...
His first, like, experience in a relationship.
But
like,
she, they're not, like, holding hands or whatever, and, like, still, he tries to explain it, like, he was looking at her old girl.
I bought all of that.
I was like, how do you not know that's, like one of the, his buddies say, how do you know it's not her brother? Like, how do you know it's not a cousin?
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah,
like, oh, she, you don't look like
you
that.
You don't look at a girl like that if it's your cousin. Or like, it's like, yeah. Shut up. Like,
nah, I was with him there. I was with him the whole time.
And like, then I did like how he overreacted of the, I texted you all day. I called you 10 times or whatever. You didn't respond at all. Because, uh-huh. Like, that is the perfect punishment. Like, the mom, when she takes
yeah.
her phone.
You can see it. Yeah, you can see it. And she's like, no, it's legitimate. Punishment. And but to him, all he's seeing right. is like, you ignored me.
You ignored me all
and,
day.
And you have this other dude over when you don't invite me over.
Right.
You know, clearly you got something going on here. And fuck all this.
Right. But let's fight. But he went to, where I really liked him up until that point. And then I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to like you anymore. Like going forward with this story.
Well,
like,
I think that that's
like
what
they were trying to do.
Yeah. With maybe. This show, yeah. because you know, the who you like and why was so clear cut in the movie.
Right.
And, and they're giving you a lot more depth to all the different characters. Yeah. Like, you right. know, it's not going to be that black and white about like who's great and who's bad, and who's good, who's evil.
Right. But, the gray area is fantastic to mm-hmm. watch. Like, yeah.
And I think John Lee Lawrence, I don't know if everybody agrees with me, but you want him to succeed. You want him to be better. You wanted him to...
Yeah, you're rooting for him the whole time.
The whole time.
The
no
entire,
matter what.
Except
for
the when, entire time.
Except for when he was like, he finally got what he wanted or whatever, and he gets like the dojo full, and he's just like...
Bullying them.
He's
yeah.
just a bully the whole time. I'm like... What are you doing?
But
like,
I don't know, man. I did not, I wasn't mad at that because like that was his experience. Was like, look, you're gonna. This is what's gonna happen to you, and then you can either like fold up tent, you know, and fold up shop and head out, or you can like stare it in the face and face it.
His, I think,
it is hard edged. Like it is like a little bit.
I think the main problem I had with it was his ignorance to me of not just the bullying thing, but of everything. He's like so ignorant of. Technology
that was a little that was a little much
like, it's basically much. He's like I saw her on Facebook or whatever. He's like, what's a Facebook?
Yeah,
what's
that,
like bullshit. Well, dude, I like wondered, how like, do you not know?
It's so funny. So
we have this cool internet web thing. It's you go to www.CobraKai.com like bullshit, dude. How do you not know what the fuck
that's a little
CobraKai.com is?
That's
like,
a little much.
Bite
sure.
me with your ignorance, there, Johnny. Like I was like, come on. And so that
I'll forgive them that. But, right, but that was one thing that was
his
like,
ignorance of everything just went a little too far, and so that's
the
why
whole
I
world
think
didn't the, pass you by in the last 30
the
years.
The bullying thing was just like you already went through this with. The girl's name, I forget what her name is.
Sam? Wait a minute. No, no. In the original one?
No. The girl the second student that he has.
Oh, yeah.
The bigger girl that gets bullied or whatever.
Right.
And it's like, you already went through that with acceptance and like, you realize you're dealing with the bully or the bullied. Like, and then they all show up to you to not be bullied, and all you do is bully them? Like, I was like, what is... No, you're not that ignorant. Like,
but yeah, I don't know, man, but that's that tough love mentality, you know, that people are, like, you know, embrace, and, like, we're gonna toughen you up. I'm not for that.
Right.
Like, I'm not down with that much.
But I think
I understand it, and I understand where it comes from, and I understand why it gets repeated over and over again.
I think he's slowly learning... I mean,
he definitely is.
Certainly learning not to.
Yeah, like at the end, like you see, his conflict. He's freaking great. William Zabka is great in this whole thing.
He really is.
Like you just enjoy his entire ride. You see him like stuck in his old stupid ways. Like you know, but you're like, oh, dude. You know, but at the same time, you're like. You're kind of right, you know, like you're kind of right on some of this stuff that like, yeah, these guys need a little backbone and need a little toughening up.
Well, right. It's that whole, like, you can't coddle them or whatever. It's like, you know what I did? Like, who's ever been punched in the face or whatever? Right. He's like, you learn so much about yourself when you get punched in the face. And it's like, that's not right. But at the same time, it's like, I was
it's
in
like Fight Club. Yeah.
I was in playground fights. Like, they weren't like all out brawls or whatever, but I got pushed down or whatever.
Right.
And like, I got up and I pushed somebody back. And like, there's these playground things that don't happen anymore. And so it is this like full, like, if you're going to go, like, to the extreme, it's this whole, like, everyone's so soft and sensitive nowadays, blah, right. blah, blah.
Right.
And it's like, there is a truth to some of that. And so, like, I get that aspect of it. He's like, yeah, you need to like, fight back. You need to get mad and fight back about it. And it's like, yeah, you kind of do. Like,
you just can't abuse it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a balance, like they said. It's right. supposed to be balanced.
Well, that's what makes the Daniel side so perfect. Well,
and like, also, on the other hand, the other side of it, you know, with Robbie, he needed to be lightened up. He needed that little bit of coddling just so.
Right.
Because he was on the other side of being, like, a prick yep. and stealing and
yeah, yeah.
being with the wrong crowd. So he needed that
so
side.
So when yeah. he gets that from Daniel.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's so good. It's so good. It's yeah. so brilliant.
Yeah.
And yeah. And everything that just the role reversal where Johnny sees his son, you know, kind of in the same role,
oh, right.
But in different places.
Yeah, he's with his enemy. That must be heartbreaking for him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's like,
for
oh, sure. he's with my mortal enemy.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. I can't imagine.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, my son. Yeah. And screw you, Dad. Yeah. You have to fight me first.
Yeah, because he was like the entire series. He was trying to. He was trying to be a better father. He was trying to reconcile.
He was trying to reconcile yeah. his the error of his ways, right?
Yeah, he was yeah. trying.
You gotta go get your potatoes.
I didn't even take my potatoes out.
I heard your timer go off.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll pause for 2 seconds okay. until you can do that, and we'll all be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Remember what Miyagi said.
Karate, come from heart.
I will show no mercy.
Discover the secrets of karate with Karate Kid Tri-Action Figures.
Concentrate, Daniel-san.
They chop, twist, and kick. The Karate Kid and Johnny are each sold separately. And for more action, look for the Karate Kid Competition Center from Remco.
Back to the show. So we had to pause so BJ could get his potatoes out of the oven. Did they come out well?
They pretty good, pretty good. I'm kind of new to sweet potatoes.
What were you doing with them, roasting?
Yeah, so I put them in some olive oil, sliced them maybe a half an inch thick or so.
Nice.
Olive oil, salt and pepper, a little oregano, ooh. And then let it bake. And they baked and got a little dry on the inside, I think. Like
that's because sweet potatoes aren't that good.
It's supposed to be much better for you.
Yeah, whatever. Sometimes you just got to be like, you know what? I know it's better for me, but fuck it.
What about yams?
Same difference.
Okay.
I'm just, eh. They're good.
I'm starting to get
like,
it. When
someone's like, do you want these sweet potato fries?
Yeah, I don't want any.
No, I don't. I want regular fries.
I want crunchy fries.
I want
I don't want, and I've had sweet potato fries that have a little crunch.
No.
And they're pretty good.
No, that's not possible.
It's possible, but it's not yeah, it's not every day.
It's like I'll eat sweet potatoes that are all mashed up and like whatever
with
and like
syrup
mashed.
On
well,
and
no,
not,
they don't have to be that bad, but like you know when they're mashed up or whatever, it's like
right.
oh, this is a sweet dish. It's different,
mm-hmm.
but like other than that, it's like I don't want to eat this shit. Like
it's I'm just... getting you know I'm trying to eat better.
I hear you. Anyway,
and so anyway, they're good.
Yeah,
they're good. And Andrea will be happy that there's potatoes and
absolutely,
chicken
absolutely.
And chicken ready when she gets home.
True that. So back to Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, just watching the story arcs of everyone and following Robbie's story, and you're like, this guy's a dick, and now he's good. And, well, just going back to, like, watching Johnny realize, like, I've done nothing with my life. You know what? Let's reopen this thing. And he just happens to have the money from his stepdad, and he's like, you know what? I'll do this. And, like, it worked out well. And then on the other side, Daniel, you're like, he's just... daily life, running his job, like harping on the past in a different way where he's like riding his glory still. His car dealership's motto mm-hmm. is like, you know, we'll kick the competition or whatever. And it's like, yeah, you kicked that guy in the face like 20 years ago.
Remember
like,
that time?
Yeah. Right. And so like...
That's an illegal move, maybe.
Right, right. Well, that's what
maybe.
They finally called him out on it yeah. in the show, too.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, and then I kicked him in the face. He's like, that was illegal, by the way. Like, I was like, yeah, thanks for pointing that out, finally. Because you
I wondered about that.
Yeah,
like,
it's not
can
legal.
You kick someone in the face? No. Is that part of karate rules?
In Taekwondo, you're allowed to head kick, but mm-hmm. you're not allowed to punch in the face. You have to punch in the chest.
Huh.
It's weird. It's such a weird rule. Yeah.
And so just watching him, like... go and he used to have his own you know, private little area, and like he got run over with kids and like all this stuff, and watching him like get his little practice his little space dojo back together. Yeah, getting his little dojo back together. I was like, that's cool too. Like,
yeah, no, I enjoyed
just
that
watching
a lot.
Daniel like get back into it, and like just because you like the character so much, you're like, yeah, yeah, like it's now, so cool to watch him get back into it.
Now, I've raved about how great I think William Zabka is in this,
yes,
and I think like a lot of us have, and so but. Ralph Macchio is really good in this too.
Yeah,
he like kills his it. His character is great. Like as right. far as like figuring out what's going on and like trying to do the right thing, but yeah. still, you know, and it lends just enough to that like YouTube video and alternative universe theory that yeah, he's the actual he's prick. The
right. Yeah,
that like, huh, okay. interesting. And his cousin's a total thug.
Right,
you know, a total jerk.
Oh, I hated that guy. He's yeah. such an idiot.
Yeah, yeah, total like yeah, and. Oh, God, it was so good. So Daniel goes to see Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
That's a very good scene.
It is. Like, yeah. I was going to mention that. It's
that
a
is
very
a very,
good
very
scene.
Good scene yep. where I'm just like, fucking kudos, man.
Yeah.
Kudos for Ralph Macchio. You really did a good job on that.
Yeah.
And
they took care of that really well.
They right? did. Yeah. They really did. And then Johnny has he has a bunch of like good scenes, but like they do a scene where he goes to the door and they have the door open. And you kind of assume that he's talking to his ex-wife
oh, right.
about his own
his
kid.
Own kid, and he's talking and about
then,
Miguel.
Yeah. But yeah, and it turns out he's talking about. And dude, that's a touching, moving, mm-hmm. like little thing. He's the only one who's never given. You know, who
right.
hasn't given up on me. The yeah. only one in the world. He's like, and I can't give up on him. And I was like, fucking, that's money, dude. I love this show.
Yeah, yeah,
I love this show so much.
Right. This is a you know a masterclass in character development.
Right,
it,
it
is.
Really is though.
It
like,
is.
And everyone, like everyone. Even like the kids. The only the person that I feel got kind of gypped that we could have cut out entirely.
The shitty kid, the
was
shitty son.
Daniel's son. Yeah. Right, I'm like he doesn't need to be
he
there.
He doesn't need to be there.
All.
Yeah, like what yeah. is he there for? Just to.
Yeah, he's
be, just, you know the
like I get that he's trying to kid, yeah. like
spoiled shit. Yeah,
well, yeah.
Well, it I guess it's setting it up for a sequel or whatever. He gets really into it when he goes to the All Finals
and he
or
saw
whatever,
it, yeah.
and he's like, oh yeah, and he's like, this is kind of cool, but like, and I guess it serves the purpose of the modern era. Preteen,
yeah.
right. where it's like they're just addicted to screens and like can't get off the video games to like go. Practice karate with your dad, yeah. you know what I mean? Like it served that purpose, but like he kind of gets shafted as far as like characters go.
Well, it's funny too because like when Johnny comes to the Valley as a teenager, mm-hmm. and his son is the exact kind of person who he hated in all high school, spoiled little shits,
mm-hmm. right?
Who just Alexa, order me another PS Vita,
right?
Like what?
Yeah,
like you little shit. Like I ordered a drone. Like you, like, little, no. this right. kid needs to get beaten. He
yeah,
needs
he
a
does.
Beating.
Yeah, so. Exactly. And then I feel like Daniel's wife kind of got glossed over a little bit.
I thought she was excellent. Though.
No,
like,
she was really good.
I, like she's like she stood
like,
out.
I would like more.
Yeah, she stood out. Like in me and watching it, going the, just thinking like she's a. Her character is good.
Yeah.
Like, and smart and just good.
Voice of reason.
Well, mm-hmm. and like seeing her little moments
her
when,
performance
when
is
she
good, yeah.
walks by and he's like put all the stuff from the dojo room like in the hallway. Like, instead of quote unquote being a stereotypical movie wife or whatever and being like, why'd you make a mess in the hall? Like,
yeah.
she encouraged it and she's like, yeah, I just told my husband to get his shit together. I miss the guy I married. And then she sees that he's like trying to do something. Like, he took that to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And like, she, instead of being the stereotypical wife in a movie, she's happy with it. And she
yeah.
like,
yeah.
she just looks at him and smiles and lets him do his thing. I'm like,
she's
thank
not
a, you
she's,
for showing me a yeah. mature,
she's
actual a, relationship.
That's not yeah. an antagonist.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they're just having a married conversation.
Right.
And he's taking it to heart and he's doing something about it. And like they showed the fact that they were a well, like a good match. Like
yeah.
instead of like man and wife or whatever, it was like, oh, like. These guys are partners.
They're
like,
real people.
Yeah, it was. It was
real.
It was. They did such a good job with the show. I keep saying that because like I had poor expectations of the show.
Interesting.
The first trailer looked like it was going to be a comedy.
Or
like a silly,
or something, or
silly,
a spoof,
or
spoof,
like,
or something.
Or
yeah,
like, hey, remember when you liked this? Look, we're doing it again.
Right.
And it's like, oh, man. And yeah. I thought it was going to be more of the same. And it, like I said, there was just enough nostalgia there where it was more of the same, but there was enough different. And you're like, okay, yeah.
It was almost like a classic Hollywood sequel, you know, where you like give just enough of the stuff that, of the first one that you really love to see. And then you kind of tell the story again, mm-hmm. but then have a couple new things come in.
Yep.
It was classic like that.
It was so good. I have a question for you, Jay.
Yes.
Did you enjoy the fight choreography?
You know, I'm glad you want to talk about it.
Okay, because I want to hear about it. But before we get on that, because yeah. I want to hear what you say about it. I'm trying to get Andrea to watch it.
Sure.
And I'm like, baby, Cobra Kai, it's Karate Kid. Man. Remember, you're like watching it. She's kind of sort of into it. And I don't know how far in, but it's right before the big, like, fight scene in the cafeteria where Miguel
whoops ass.
That was pretty good. She's like, yeah. She says, I hate this show. She's like, no one ever gets their comeuppance. And like, literally, like, it was like literally right before that. I'd already seen the whole movie. I'm watching, this is on the second or third viewing of it.
Just watch for 5 more seconds.
Like, baby, go watch right now. Like, go watch. And then like, that whole scene happens. And that scene is bad ass.
He beats up 5 people.
Yeah.
By himself,
and it looks cool.
It looks good.
It doesn't look like all of a sudden he's Bruce Lee. He just looks like he's like learned some stuff and done it and doing it.
And he's still a little sloppy. And he's like, sloppy. Oh no, he falls down. He picks up a tray.
He does the Jackie Chan thing where he kicks the chair.
Stuff. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like he does a little prop stuff. And
yeah, that's good. I love it. And you see what he's learned and he applies it. I think they were smart about that. I didn't think most of it was. Most of the fights were good, but I didn't care about that. I just cared about the story. But I was very impressed with William Zabka. That fight with the teenage bullies was the best fight in the entire series. Because you know William Zabka, he's actually a black belt in the Korean martial art Tang Soo Do, which is like karate, but it's a Korean art form.
Well, and that's what I was As dumb as this is going to sound, it looked all of the fight scenes to me looked more real than like say a Hollywood budget thing
mm-hmm.
because it was slower
and sloppy
and sloppier. Mm-hmm. Right, it looked like a guy.
They just learned karate.
Well, not just learned it, but it looked more real because it was slowed down a little bit and it was like. Not perfect. Like fights aren't perfect. Like no matter how well trained or whatever you are, like the guy's gonna attack you from behind, or like you're gonna get your arm pulled, and like you'll get out of it, sure, because that's the story. But like I was watching it and I was like, what's different? Like it's not like Michael Bay cut. Like mm-hmm. we're gonna watch somebody like a punch. Like you're gonna cut from the cock back to the landing. Like it's not cut. It's like, oh, we're just watching him kick somebody, and then you'll cut or what. But like, it was slowed down, and I was like, because it's slower, it made it look more real to me.
Yeah,
does
it was
that
shot
make any
well.
Sense? Like,
you know, it does. It was shot well. like, well, I'm gonna go back to that first fight.
Yeah.
You could see everything, and they didn't shaky cam it or overly edit it, and you could see William Zabka, like he's. Doing a very good job,
right?
he's doing actual, proper technique, and he looked like a black belt in his style of karate.
Nice,
I bought it. Daniel, not so much because you could kind of tell he's when he did that spinning kick to the boba.
Right? Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right.
I was like, oh yeah, yeah. He hasn't been keeping up on this
as much. Yeah.
Well, he probably wasn't the black belt. Like
no,
I mean, yeah, I'm sure he learned a lot, like in the filming of the movie, but clearly,
but like his meditation and all that stuff.
Oh yeah,
and like then, this looks real good. And like when he's like they're mirroring the thing with Robbie, and like when they're on the pier and the gorgeous shot, like drone shot of like them on the lake.
Yeah, they look good.
Like and they're doing their little stuff there, but that might not have been him. It was pretty wide
shot. Because it was so clean.
But
no, what I liked also was like he used the kata movements that he from Karate Kid 3.
Right.
And he taught it to Robbie, and Robbie used it in the All Valley tournament to
focus.
No,
what's that? Is that the...
It's the hand movement that he was doing, like just the stuff. You remember that?
Kind of. Like now, that wasn't the one with the drum. Boom, 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 boom. That was 2, huh?
That was 2. Yeah, that was number 2.
Boom, boom. Okay.
Yeah, number 3 was the kata.
3, I'm having a little trouble remembering.
Yeah,
3.
Well, they glossed over it, which is good because no one really cared about that.
Yeah,
so they
everyone
mentioned
cares about the first one. Really.
They mentioned about Silver, what's his name, Sensei Silver, and the the bad boy of karate. They just glossed over him. Yeah, like, and it was cool because they mentioned that Johnny mentioned, he's like, yeah, I heard about them, but I've never met them.
Uh-huh. Remember
when he's
defending the
committee.
Dojo?
Yeah. Yeah, from the committee. Yeah. He's like, that wasn't
I've never met him involved. Yeah. That was so like, you can remind me of the committee. I was like, that's good scene too.
Yeah, that was good
scene. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, like, Jay is a stunt choreographer, stunt person, like fight choreographer, like that's what you've done forever.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was like, how were the fight scenes? And so the fact that you say you weren't thoroughly impressed with them, like, why, what about them wasn't up to snuff for you?
I commend the actors, you know, doing the fights themselves, right. And it looked like they didn't use any doubles. It was all the kids. It looked like all the kids were doing it.
Yeah.
And you know, they did the best they can. I don't know. It's just, I guess there's that level of not stage combat, but like that film combat where you have to sell it and stuff. It's,
right.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Like they're not bad, but they're still not at the level of, good cinematic fighting. But I think the choreography was quite good.
Yeah.
They kept to that style of karate that they were doing.
Well, that's what I was also curious about. I was like, I wonder who's, like, I don't know who the fight choreographer was or anything, but I was like, I wonder if they stuck to karate.
They did. It's very much karate.
Yeah.
And they even, like, I remember watching some interviews or reading interviews, but, like, they asked the creators and the writers and directors of it, they, like, what about the advancement of MMA? Like, it's you know, karate's these days is
taken the wayside, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it cannot compete against MMA because MMA is, like, boxing, wrestling, karate.
So many different disciplines.
Right. Yeah, and then, like, they could take a karate guy down and just beat him up, you know, just pummel him and put him in an arm bar with jiu-jitsu. But they handled that well. They said that the karate in Reseda's,
that it was big.
It was big there. Yeah, like how football is big in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was important for their culture.
I wonder if that's true at all. Like in the valley, that there was like a.
Well, I'm sure places, but places, like, yeah. Well, and there's still people that just do judo.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's
like,
oh, right, definitely.
You
definitely
can go do your thing and like work on the mental aspects of whatever. And like, if that's your thing, then yeah, great.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to. Like, these kids aren't obviously going to this gym or dojo or whatever to become, you know, Anderson Silva. Like, they're going there to, like, I want to learn to protect myself a little bit and what's my options?
It could be. Have fun. Yeah, this is something that I can do.
Karate thing here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I'll do that.
Like, our boy Sid Gutman, man. He's judo.
Yeah.
Judo black belt.
I still wouldn't want to mess with a judo black belt because he's going
to
counter my punch or kick and take me to the ground. Yeah. What am I going to do?
weep and beg. Like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just hit concrete, you know, with like a shoulder throw. I'm like, I'm probably going to be broken.
What made me interested about this, something that interested me about this whole process of this show was that clearly, like, Johnny, I think about William Zabka as a young actor when this movie came out. That, like, on his resume, he has, you know, special skills, bike riding, blah, 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 karate or martial arts.
Yeah.
And so that this is something that he could bring to the table as an actor.
Right.
And get to use that.
Yeah.
And for this project, I'm sure that everyone who's cast in this movie, who has to do stuff, is probably like, you have to have at least some sort of proficiency in it. So
or
they're
like,
probably like,
or like pre-shoot. They're like, now for the next month, we're all going to go through these classes. Yeah. And
yeah. But they have to like have a certain amount of it that they could probably see themselves 30 years ago.
Right.
You know, like, wow, you know, you guys, that was me, you know, the young actor trying to do things and work.
Right.
And with a karate background, with the martial arts, and they get to see it all play out again and be part of it for another generation. I just see a lot of like themes repeating in the movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Not just the obvious ones that are clearly like you know, like one of the many ones is when when the stupid LaRusso cousin wrecks his car.
Oh, yeah.
And so the wife talks him to give him another car. So they're in the lot. And he says, choose.
Yeah.
You know, that's like,
that's like in the number one.
Number
one.
Yeah. At the end is choose. And I got that right away. I was like, oh, nice.
That totally went over.
Yeah. Yeah, like, but and there's a bunch of things like that too.
Yeah.
Well, all the subtle, even the not so subtle, like callbacks when he's like teaching Robbie and he's like, he has to wax the cars.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I love this part.
Yeah, that's great.
And then he's doing the windows instead of painting the fence. He's, like, cleaning the windows. And, like, you're like,
And that's joy. Yeah. Like, I'm sure for all for both of you guys, like, that was just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, he's going to get there. He's going to get there. And they do it, like, okay, that was a satisfying.
They do the same thing.
They got to it kind of quickly.
They did.
But I didn't mind that so much.
Well, what made it perfect is it was a stupid 80s montage.
Which right, and doing the things, and you know exactly what's going on.
Right, and it was perfect.
Now the stapler.
Yeah, the stapler was there.
It was just a throwaway.
That was funny.
Like,
that was funny, hilarious.
Because right? I'm thinking, funny. Like, what move is that?
Yeah. Right. And then you get to the same payoff in The Karate Kid. You know, Miyagi's like, show me wax off.
Yeah, shoo.
And it's the same thing where all of a sudden he just goes at it.
And that kid's good at that, too. It's like what did I just do?
Him and Robbie is perfect.
You know, that actually works, right? It's just muscle memory.
Yeah.
It's muscle memory.
What the hell? I'm a badass?
Yeah.
I didn't even know. I was just cleaning the cars.
What am I going to learn to punch? Yeah.
And also, you know, going along with that, like, and then when he wrecks his shoulder, when he gets his shoulder wrecked, same kind of thing, by the way. You know, the guy, you know, like, you know, getting the knee, you know, like hitting the knee and stuff like that. But anyways, when he's doing the boom.
The crack.
Yeah. He's like, medic? Yeah. But it's funny because, like, no one, like, to this day, like, no one knows exactly what he was doing, or what voodoo, or like,
you would think that maybe over the years that was something that maybe he imparted to him.
Yeah.
You know, right. So, but I could kind of tell right away that he wasn't, but he was like,
it's going to be a fun
You could see that joke coming, but it made me laugh.
I was looking up that, on Wikipedia, and someone wrote on Wikipedia, it was a pain suppression technique.
Huh.
I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Instead of like, what is this wizardry?
It's a
like,
mind over matter. You put your hand really hot. It bring a lot of attention to that.
Good, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you bring a lot of attention to it. You know. I could see that. I could almost see that 30 years ago. Like, you know.
If they explained it like that, I'm like, oh, okay, brain suppression technique.
Speaking of the end, this is where I slightly lost it. Not really. I really enjoyed the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But I thought that Johnny was going to like end it or be like, we forfeit, or not. I thought he wasn't. I did not think Miguel was going to win.
I didn't think he was going to win either.
I did. I
didn't think Robbie was going to, like, you know, Daniel him and, like, miraculously win with some crazy move. But which didn't happen, which I was happy. It didn't mirror the first one.
No. They did a little homage with the new special move that no one could do.
The double kick.
Yeah, the two-footed kick. Yeah.
Right. Speaking of, cheesy as hell when he's at the fucking skate park.
He does like,
dumb, but like,
well, just because it doesn't look
physics-wise.
Yeah. When Daniel's when he finds Daniel on the leaning over,
there is a move like that in capoeira, but like that's not hard to pull off. Like both of the shots of them on the one hand,
you know, you're not
leaned over.
You're clearly being held,
especially you're trying to do this flip at a skate park and you miraculously stop at a 90 degree. I was like,
yeah, that's physics. Yeah, physics.
But like I said, cheesy, but whatever. You move past that.
Yeah.
I really thought that once like Robbie got hurt, I didn't, and then once Miguel like cheap shotted him, I thought Johnny was going to be like, whoa, like, we're not doing what I did. Like, we're not doing that.
Right.
I thought he was going to, like, maybe say, like, we forfeit. Like, that was messed up.
I love what they did.
He was conflicted.
I love that he said, look, you don't have to do that. You know, you don't have to go after.
We're going
to
win the right way.
Yeah.
But then he did it again anyway. And it's because he was already taught.
I mean,
I don't know.
He's like, look, winning. We're about winning and no mercy. No mercy. That's one of the three rules.
Right.
You know, and so.
I get it. But I just really thought, I wanted Johnny to redeem himself more.
I think that's going to be season 2.
Season 2, building to that. Because he did have remorse when he was back in the dojo.
Right, but you would just see, like, in the finale.
And doesn't even in the original, doesn't he say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're okay, Larusso. You're all right, Larusso.
Well, no, look, I mean, at the end, he's like, yeah, you're all right, but, like, or is it the other kid?
It was the other kid.
The one who had
a better moral compass than the rest of them.
Well, no, he goes to Reese in the original, and he's like, what? And he's like,
I can sweep the
leg or whatever. And he's like, I don't have to. And he's like, do it. And he's like, you could see that he didn't want to, quote, cheat or whatever.
Right.
Cheap shot him.
Yeah.
And so, but in the finale of this, like, Miguel's going all nuts, like I gotta kill him or whatever. And Johnny literally slinks into the background instead of, like, stepping up and being like, no, like, we don't do that. Like, we're about clean fighting. Like, no mercy, but, like, we're not cheap shots.
I don't know.
But he, like, literally slinks backwards into the background. Like, physically, it happens. And I'm like, what? No, like, you wouldn't do, I don't know. Like I said, it didn't ruin anything for me. I just thought he was going to have more of a redemption instead of just running up at the end and being like, hey, good job. Like,
I think that he's got too many demons to kind of, like, redeem really cleanly in the finale of the series this year.
Sure.
So I think that, like, they're leaning toward, I mean,
but what if it doesn't continue? Then he still just ends the fucking series as a dick. Like, you
true.
Know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
that's true, but
clearly they're not a redemption story. Like,
but clearly they're not gearing up for that. Clearly they're, like, they're gearing you up for the girl to play more of a role.
Yeah.
The LaRusso girl to play more of a role.
Yes, ma'am.
With her martial arts.
She was awesome. She's good. Really, like, her story arc was bitching as well.
Yeah, she was good.
Like, trying to be the popular kid and, like, conflicted about, like, ditching her old friends and, like, the whole story arc was also really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. But, yeah, like, I can see they're gearing up to make more, but say it's not a success or say it doesn't. Say they don't continue it. Then there is no, there's still no redemption for Johnny.
Like, yeah, but that's short-sighted. And because then if they were trying to squeeze it all into one, they're playing for a longer game too, and I think, like, their business plan for bringing more people into YouTube Red,
right,
like, they're playing for a longer game as well. So they have to, like, tell it in a way that are going to intrigue you to come back and watch it next season,
right?
And buy it for a month, like I did. And then basically
renting the season for $10,
pretty much. Like, yeah, there we pretty go. Much.
I rented it. Thanks.
But hey, if season two keeps the story going like season one, like, I literally, like, I want to see more. I want to see more. Like, I want to see more. So
well, they do that. All the episodes ended appropriately. It wasn't like cliffhanger, but it was like, let's do this. You know, like, where, like, literally, I think Johnny at one point goes like, let's do this. And then blah, Cobra Kai. I was like, let's do this.
Yeah, each one, like, had a definitive ending.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, cliffhanger, what's going to happen? Like, it was set up, like, they knew people were going to binge it. Like, maybe not in one sitting, but, like, over the course of, like, a few days, they're like, yeah, everyone's just going to plow through this. So we don't need to, like, network TV it where it's like, what's gonna happen next?
Right.
Like, right, it was like, oh, it ends and it's like, it's a solid ending for an episode. Good job. Like,
and for 28 minutes, like,
right, well, some 22, one of them's 26.
They told each story efficiently.
Yeah.
Like, it they didn't rush through anything. It didn't have to be an hour. It didn't, and, you know, like, it, each episode was only like less than half an hour,
you know. And they could just make those free and put
ads in front of them,
or in between them. I mean, they're breaks. They're commercial breaks, places where you can put in a commercial.
Yeah,
we'll see what they
They won't. But
they probably won't for now.
All to themselves.
And then later, maybe if it takes off, they'll make some of that stuff available.
Right.
But I mean, I don't know. You know, this is all above my pay grade. But I'm thinking, like, if you're selling advertisement anyway on YouTube, and that's going to bring in X amount of dollars,
right?
You're not bringing in that money when you are bringing in the $12.99 a month, because part of it is you don't get ads, right? I think.
Yeah.
As no YouTube ads. Red.
Yeah, there's no ads, and you get the music. You get music with it, and there's other things, but yes.
Yeah.
The main thing's no ads.
Right.
Yeah.
That you're not bringing in ad revenue then. So I don't know how the logistics play out.
Well, I was talking to Jared about this. I do get YouTube revenue, and I also get a separate bracket, which is YouTube Red revenue as well.
Now,
I
don't know because you have stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
And enough to where you bring in some revenue.
Yes.
Which is cool, which is awesome.
It is.
Not a lot, but still,
that's great.
But I noticed after YouTube Red was implemented, I'm like, oh, there's another bracket for that. Oh, I'm making money off of that. Not very much, but, like, you know, pennies and stuff like that, dimes.
For but YouTube Red.
It was a separate bracket.
But you're like, I don't know what I've done to get that.
Yeah, exactly. They're watching my videos while these people have that subscription.
Maybe
if you have a contract with YouTube, I don't know.
Well, it's probably like you were saying, like, because somebody's subscribed and they watch your stuff, since there's no ad, you just get a cut of the subscription fee or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
However small that is, but it's still revenue.
Interesting.
Yeah.
YouTube Red, man. I gave you a little dough this month.
There you go. You can give more dough by just clicking on.
$13,
are you making it the revenue on Jabroni? Is that where it's coming from?
Yeah.
Nice. Are you still doing anything like that?
Yeah. I put out content like every other week, every month.
Oh, shit. How come I don't see it? I'm subscribed.
They changed the way they did it. It's weird. Like, there's like a bell now, and if you have to get the notification thing. Yeah. Right. I don't know why. That's so weird to me, because, like, before, like, if you're subscribed to them, right, you'll see it on a feed or something like that. But yeah, now, if you want
to, you have to see it more often.
Yeah, it's just, it's so odd.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, that's cool. Any final thoughts on Cobra Kai? Cobra Kai,
I loved it.
Can't wait for season two.
Yes,
like I said, surprisingly, I was thoroughly impressed. Like, I was way on the fence when I saw the trailer, and then a bunch of people saw it on Facebook and they're like, "Holy shit, Cobra Kai! Like, this is actually good." And then they finished it and they're like, "What? Like, this was phenomenally great."
Yeah.
And it's not, like, you know, groundbreaking TV or anything, but the fact that we were saying the whole time, like, watching the story arc and watching the character development and all this stuff, it's like you kind of don't get that on every show.
Yeah. You don't. They seriously, with their audience of us and those folks who grew up with this monumental movie,
right,
in your life, that they're able to capitalize on it in a way and bring some entertainment that you're just so invested in,
right,
to see it through. Like, I can't wait to see season two.
Yeah, it was really well done. So big recommend. And if you've already used your YouTube Red subscription, like, it's worth the $10 to, like, rent it. Basically,
it's 13
like,
bucks.
It's $10.99
YouTube Red?
Yeah.
It's $10.
When I signed up, $9.99.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it was $12.99.
When I just signed up, like, 3 days ago.
I thought you got the free one.
I did, but you have to sign up, and it says you will be billed on June 5th or whatever day I signed up, and it was $9.99 monthly.
Interesting. Well, yeah. We'll see what I get.
So you're
charged.
Getting ripped off, bro.
I guess so. I guess so.
You
bullshit.
Demand that $3 refund. So. And take that money back from Jay. Yeah,
exactly. I missed my car payment because I assumed I had this much money coming in from YouTube Red.
That was all about Cobra Kai. We do have a movie review this week because we neglected to put it on the episode last week because I failed. And I got too excited talking to Rich about everything we were talking about. So I will ask you, Jay, Matt, you know Matt Warburton.
Yeah.
Speaking of Matt Warburton, who was a guest on our show and mentioned that he was in a band.
That's right.
With myself and Fernando J. Huerto for one day.
It was a real thing. Don't say it. What was the name of the band? Remember, Jay?
Bullet Shaped Trash Can.
If that's the case, no. Did we even say the name?
No. We jammed one time
and it was awesome.
Yeah, we jammed one time and it was awesome. We didn't really have a name.
Right on. Who played what?
We both played guitar.
No, I was bass.
You were bass.
I was playing bass.
Yeah.
So what's
my buddy Patrick
up?
Played guitar.
Yeah,
Patrick. He was rhythm guitar. Fernando over there was Jay.
Yeah.
Was the lead guitar, and Matty Warburton was drums.
Drums. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We all just met up one day in the garage and like let's jam out because we were all like, hey, I got a bass. I got a guitar. Well, sweet, let's do it. And then that was the end of that.
Yeah.
So bass guitar. What's up with that?
I don't have one.
You used to?
I did.
And you played?
Sort of, yes.
Sort of?
I did, but then it got stolen and I never got it replaced.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And you never played it again?
Nope, because it got stolen and I never got another one. I would love to have one and, like, mess with it and get back into that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Hey, that's everywhere, man.
But we are going to play the movie review, GA. It's Maddie did a review for us about Bad Samaritan.
Yeah.
He usually doesn't spoil them. So if you would not like to hear that, now would be the time to peace out or take your headphones off. But we are going to play that right now.
It's all good.
And now another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey everyone, I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? So this week, I checked out the recently released suspense thriller, Bad Samaritan. So friends, I've realized that every movie I've reviewed, I've pretty much, for the most part, liked. I try to be honest and critical, but also celebrate things when I enjoy them. And because I'm not a professional movie reviewer, reviewing tons of movies at once, the movies I go see are the ones I'm generally interested in, which means I'm probably going to like it. You might be saying, why should I listen to Matt? He just likes everything. Well, if you're one of those people, congratulations. your day has arrived, because this movie was poopy. The story opens with two young men, Sean, played by Robert Sheehan, and Derek, played by Carlito Olivero. Sean and Derek work for an upscale restaurant as valets, who, while parking customers' cars, GPS their way to the owners' homes and rob them while they eat. Well, young Sean bites off more than he can chew when he robs the house of a rich trust funder by the name of Cale Ehrendreich, or Ehrendrich or something, played by the forever fantastic David Tennant. While in the luxury house, Sean stumbles upon a woman tied up and gagged. Unable to help, Robert hightails it back to the restaurant, returns the car to the suspicious Cale, and makes a personal vow to Derek that he will do what he can to get Cale arrested and save the girl. Unluckily for Sean, Cale is a bit of a crazy evil mastermind and finds ways to utterly destroy Sean's life in a game of cat and mouse. This movie sounds pretty interesting, but in actuality, it seemed like the writers came up with a cool premise and left it at that. There's not a whole lot of follow-through. Events get touched upon and then dismissed with an "it happened, don't think about it too much" attitude. I know sometimes writers intentionally leave things out for creative purposes. A great example would be anything in Twin Peaks. But in this case, it felt like lazy writing. Cale becomes a mysterious character regarding who he is and why he's doing what he's doing. I thought we were going to get this great character-changing moment when we find out who he is through a revealing confrontation between Sean and Cale, or we gradually find out through character development. But nope. It's all explained away unceremoniously by police officers quickly talking about their research that they did somewhere off camera. Again, another moment wasted. This movie is full of them. In one scene, a cop is questioning Cale about a disturbance. Cale gives suspicious answers, and the cop is like, "Nah, okay, I'm good. I'll take everything this guy said completely at face value. Nobody in this town seems to really care about what they're doing." Then another scene, Cale brags to Sean that no one can touch him, saying, "Do you know how rich I am? Does that mean he's paying off the cops?" That would make sense. That would be an interesting plot point. But they never come back to it again. It just gets dismissed in the movie. I think that's what disappointed me the most. There was so much room for potential, and it felt like this movie just bailed on itself. However, I did enjoy the Mrs. Doubtfire-esque scene where Cale is calling people, doing different voices, making complaints about Sean and other people to turn loved ones against him and getting him into trouble at work. Luckily, that's not how things actually work, or else Yelp would get us all canned. Even the title is lazy, Bad Samaritan. It has nothing to do with the story other than, "Hey, you know when someone does something good and you call them a good Samaritan? Well, this guy is a bad guy, so he'd be like a bad Samaritan." And get this, the working title of the film was No Good Deed. Because I guess he's not doing good deeds. They must have been going through the vague title Rolodex for this one. That's right, I said Rolodex because I'm 80 now. Honestly, I hate not giving a movie a recommendation, and these are just my stupid thoughts, but I really can't recommend this one. Even though I'm a huge David Tennant fan, I think there are better things that you can see him in. Personally, I'd say just skip this one. Maybe wait till Netflix or even Riff Trax. I think it would be great on Riff Trax. Get on it, Riff Trax, guys. But then again, that's just my opinion. Maybe the whole concept is lost on me and I'm missing something here. If you feel so compelled, steal a sociopath's Maserati and half-ass yourself to the movies and decide for yourself, because what do I know? Next week, I'm going back to the comics. I'm getting my pop culture references as sharp as blades and breaking every fourth wall along the way.
Fourth wall break inside a fourth wall break. That's like 16 walls.
Because I'm watching Deadpool 2. Until next time, I'm Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Woot woot!
Way to go, Maddie.
Yeah, solid as always.
Well, it's fun to hear him not like a movie.
Well, that's weird because I just did the same thing where I would waste. I mean, I talked about it last week, but where I watched a movie where I was like, nope,
I didn't like this movie so much.
And I like everything, so that was weird too.
Just goes to show there's a lot of crap out there.
You know what I do like though? Silicon Valley.
Dude, did you watch it all? And...
yes. The finale was bitching.
Yeah, it was great.
But we'll talk about that Kiss later. My piss. Talk about that later. So thanks, Jay, for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. It was a solid. Yeah. We're like, oh, dude, we gotta get him on to talk about this because, there's so nobody good. Better for it.
Yep.
Where can people find you on the interwebs and such?
You can find me on Facebook. Jabroni Pictures Facebook. You could find me on Instagram at Fernando J. Huerto, and Twitter, same thing. And definitely on YouTube is our main hub for Jabroni Pictures content. And you just search for Jabroni Pictures.
Spell that with a G or a J?
J-A-B. R-O-N-I-E.
Jabroni.
Jabroni.
Yeah, Jabroni. That's right.
Pictures. Yeah, man. I wanted to almost talk a little bit more about wrestling and stuff because...
I love wrestling.
I know. So we'll have to come on and... you're just going to have to come on again.
Yeah.
Right. That's all there is to it. And if you're not in town and you want to talk about it, we'll Skype you in or whatnot because we can do that as well. Yeah. But thanks again for being here. It was awesome to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
Nearly enough other than the internets and the social medias and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to actually see you in person, which is awesome. But we'll end this one right here, right now. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge! Bow, 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 bow,
bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.